Praise God. Praise the Lord. I got a short recording about two men in the Old Testament. They both had the Holy Spirit, and one of them went to heaven, and one of them went to hell. Go figure, huh? It's a story about a man who obeyed God and a man who didn't obey God. It's a story about King Saul and Samuel, the prophet. It's a story about how King Saul was told to go kill the Amalekites, every one of them. And he didn't kill the king of the Amalekites named Agag. And when Samuel, the man of God, found out, he hacked Agag to pieces before the Lord. Now, what's this thing about Agag? Agag and the Amalekites is, the Amalekites are the flesh, and Agag is the king of the flesh. Saul was the king of Israel. It was his job to be an example that an Israelite should kill the flesh. In our New Testament, it says, all those that are in Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Samuel hacked Agag to pieces. And that's what a Christian does. A little at a time, we hack at Agag and we crucify him a little at a time. Because the flesh is always with us, so we have to crucify it. And we hack at him. Take a hack at him here and a hack at him there. But Saul would not do that. And so the Holy Spirit left him. Not only did God take the Holy Spirit from him, but he gave him a tormenting spirit, a miserable spirit. And Saul isn't going to heaven. He's not there. King Saul is not there. But Samuel is in heaven. And so that's a little story about whether you're going to crucify the flesh or not, and whether you're going to go to heaven or not. So praise the Lord, and get right or get left.